You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
I can't do it. We'll do it live. Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Mister, will you please wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up?
Good morning! Snowman here to all you Brock Purdy and San Francisco 49er haters. Shut up! I gotta thank you, Shane.
I mean, whatever happened to the games where breaking 100 points was, I don't know, unusual?
There was one word to sum up the All-Star Weekend.
Trays, trays, trays. Cause we take this job so serious.
Splash Brothers, yes. Ray Allen, replace him with Steve Kerr. Reggie Miller, f*** yeah.
What in the all types of blue hell?
I promise I didn't choose violence this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the non-violent Tuesday edition of So Bad in the Morning. Glad to have y'all with us. And the first Monday Night Football game has been revealed. Ryan McCaffrey's Jets will travel to the home of the NFC champions, and let me use my best Mike Francesa voice. They're going to get mauled.
Mauled?
The Jets are going to get mauled.
Oh, yeah, easily.
They're going to get mauled. And Aaron Rodgers has to see Leonard Floyd again, praying for more than four plays. Okay, I'll just pray for three plays.
Hey, Jesus Christ.
That's choosing violence.
Exactly. No,
that ain't choosing violence. What's choosing violence is me saying 52-8 San Francisco.
That's still violence. Both can be violence.
That's an ass whooping.
Which is going to happen.
Yeah, but
because Aaron Rodgers has nightmares about Nicholas John Bosa. He has nightmares about Fred Warner. And he has nightmares about Leonard Floyd. But I did make a promise in pre-show. There's a shocking piece of news that came across my desk. This is a tough one.
Okay.
Lisa Bluter has announced a retirement from coaching at the University of Iowa after 24 seasons.
Ooh-wee.
The decision came down late Monday night, and Bluter has told the Hawkeye community goodbye after 880. Why is this making me cry? Because I've, through the osmosis of calling Hawkeye games, have gotten to know what Coach Bluter's are like. Now, they do have her replacement in Jan Jensen, who has been Bluter's assistant coach at Drake and through her years at the University of Iowa. So Jan Jensen will take over for Lisa Bluter, who has announced her retirement. Coach Bluter, thank you. Coach Van Devere, thank you. And to the late, great Pat Summitt, who got me hooked on women's basketball, thank you. Lisa Bluter is just yet another example of why I love women's basketball so much.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what a way on a career, too.
Mm-hmm.
What a way on a career.
Okay, I got to get back to Violence or I'll start crying because I'm just so familiar with her. Okay.
Okay. So let's get to Violence.
If we're going to get to Violence, let's Sick Diggy has already got his ads rolling today.
Yep.
You take the first one, Shane.
This violently non-violent edition of Snowman in the Morning is brought to you by Chicago's Southside Slap Box Academy. Let the scrapping be slapping.
Victor, you're next.
And Camel Clutch Wrestling Academy. Either we make you champions or we make you humble.
Sheiky, baby. And Jeff Fisher, Mr. Eight. Oh, my God. Ryan, you better not be playing with me when it comes to this. You better not be kidding with me when it comes to this. What? Jeff Fisher. That Jeff Fisher.
Uh-huh.
St. Louis Rams, Tennessee Titans Jeff Fisher is now the interim commissioner of the Arena Football League. And Ryan is not kidding. If he drops a nugget, it's a true one.
Well,
I picked a bad day to shave this off because I'd be like, what type of nonsensical bull is this?
Well, it's better than Antonio Clown taking over as interim commissioner.
I will reach through this computer and punch you if that ever happened.
It's not happening.
I know it's not.
Or hope we
I'm
don't.
Glad well, it's not hope happening.
It apparently,
okay. Let me
make an announcement today about.
Ryan says I'm not kidding. The news was dropped late last night. The league is expected to make an announcement today. So the commissioner that Ryan McCarthy put on the hot seat has gotten burned up.
Mm-hmm. He got boinked
to a crisp.
Mm-hmm. I knew we left those propane settings up too high last night.
I didn't set them high enough.
Yeah, we're supposed to sear and not scorch.
Oh, I'm going to scorch, considering Boston's going down tonight.
What are you talking about?
See what I mean? Talking about I choose violence. That's violence right there.
That ain't violent because the game hasn't happened yet. Now, when it does happen, and I'm – give me this horn. And when it does happen, and I'm blowing the piss out of this. And Shane's think – and all Shane is thinking
– no, 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 no.
And
stay off the weed.
But at about 10 o'clock tonight,
that's just wrong. That is wrong. Giving me the Mario, that's just wrong.
No, that's Sonic. That's Sonic.
That's not Sonic.
That's Sonic.
Dude, it's been 20, 30 years. Giving me the of Sonic course, like that.
Of course, Shane wants to tell me.
Shut up, fool.
Right.
And speaking of game over, the Colorado Avalanche are on the brink.
Oh,
are we surprised?
3-1, the Stars lead that series. And RC is with us in the chat. Prayer circle for the Hurricanes to complete the 3-0 comeback. I believe they will. Because New York, shoot. Droid, get your punk ass in here if you hear me. We may as well.
Oh no.
I'm making adjustments on the fly. Droid, if you hear me, bring your Rudy Poo candy ass in here. Because New York was supposed to clinch that series last night. Am I wrong?
No.
They were supposed to clinch that series last night until not one. Not two, not three, but four unanswered goals in the third period, which should tell New York,
you're fired
right there.
Oh boy.
They caught a wicked case of the supposed dudes. Yeah, you're right. You are right, Mr. McCarthy.
That's true.
And then there's this fool. Mm-mm.
What?
That we got rid of.
We already got rid of him. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm just having fun with it and showing this.
Brock Purdue? Who the hell is that? I thought it was Brock Purdy, the quarterback for San Fran.
Trolls.
I thought it was Purdy also.
He mad because we keep roasting LeBron James. He's like, hey, stop talking about my Kang like that.
Man, screw your Kang. He's the reason they – well, no. He's
just a minute. Just a minute. Just a minute. Mr. Cole Johnson, if you would – speaking of they Kang, Mr. Cole Johnson, if you would please.
Kendrick Perkins, let me see if I could put this in a succinct way. Oh, yeah. You tripping.
Heavily.
Tiger uppercut.
13 minutes in and we're already off the rails.
Mm-hmm. Not yet, we're not. Not yet, we're not. We haven't even begun to be. Oh, thank you. We haven't even begun to be off the rails. Until now. Because this guy's here.
Oh, hell.
What's going on?
I know I'm calling a complete audible, but Droid, you have to agree. New York should have clinched that series last night in the Garden. They blew it.
I mean, it's the Garden, so.
Yeah.
When was the last time the Rangers did anything in the Garden?
1994.
Oof. That's fair.
1994 against the, if you can believe it, Vancouver Canucks. I'll say it another way, but I get yelled at by my wife.
You'd need the button for that one.
By the way, my wife told me to choose violence this morning.
Oh, so now you admit that you're choosing violence.
It was a directive from my bride.
No, I know, but you sitting here saying, I ain't choosing violence.
I didn't. My wife did.
That's a loophole if I ever seen one, but it works.
You're damn right. Because my wife basically looked at me and said to tell the audience,
I'm the juggernaut, bitch!
Oh. Well, all right then.
Look at Troy's face.
I get the text from Don, like, get in here. I'm like, oh my God.
There is no rest for the weary. Trust me.
How do you think I feel? I got a race to call at 7:30 tonight.
Oh, so you're going to miss all the fun.
Yeah, pretty much.
Team getting eliminated. That's sad.
Hey! It ain't over until that final horn sounds.
You mean this horn? Or this horn? Or in your team's case, this horn. Wait. Or in the Bruins' case, this horn.
That ain't right.
What?
Oh, that ain't right.
That's foul.
Oh, I already did this.
That's Cavs fans when they found out LeBron was at the game.
Oh! Wow!
Damn!
I am convinced that's why the Cavs lost.
Today, and everybody chose violence.
Damn!
We're gone. Okay. We're gone.
Snowman, you might have noticed something on the Real app that I showed you. I think it was when we called the game.
Uh-huh.
They finally added the WNBA to Real.
About time. Oh, speaking of the reason the Cavs lost last night in horrible fashion.
This moment of bronze sexual stupidity is brought to you by Hooked on Bronix. When you start talking like an idiotic bronze sexual, Hooked on Bronix can set you right. Call 1-800-YOKANG. LJP, now approve all this.
LeBron knew the game.
Because, yes, LeBron, it is you. It has always been you. It always will be you. Forever and ever. Amen. And you know it's bad when the newest member of our crew repeats that line for line in a pre-show text for you.
Yeah. LeBron knew the game was going to be so bad, he had his own bottle of alcohol underneath his seat.
What in the all types of blue hell?
Wait a minute. Wait. Did he do that in Cleveland, or has he done that for the 6 years he's been in Los Angeles?
Both.
Yes. Both? Good answer. And I made Shane almost fall out.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we've gone off the rails.
As I have said often, and my wife has said to me, find the lie.
Now we've gone officially off the rails.
Not yet, we're not. We're not off the rails yet.
If this ain't off the rails, I don't know what the hell is.
Shall I answer that question?
Oh, God, help us all. Why is everybody just kicking me in the rib cage today?
Because I ain't begun to kick in the rib cage yet. And Shane, you and I have kicked each other in the rib cage for the past 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. What's going to happen in Florida today?
The Panthers are going to be like Jameis.
It's going to be like Luigi.
Hey, Victor, did you fall out of your chair?
Oh, no. I got a seatbelt.
Little did we know this entire time Vic's been recording in his car.
Screw you, Luigi.
What's Swayman going to say tonight?
That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
You got to see to believe.
What's Swayman going to face tonight?
Do the brrr.
This is what I get for wearing the Bruins hat and the Cobra Kai shirt today, because damn it, everyone's choosing violence against me.
And no mercy.
Exactly. Well,
because you're a Bruins fan, that's why.
Oh, shut up, droid.
Beat us in the playoffs. I'll say that. Y'all keep saying that.
Oh. Right now, Shane is saying,
I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
And after what happens tonight, he's also going to couple it with,
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
It just don't add up.
No, unfortunately, it does not.
Okay, I shouldn't do this next one in joking fashion towards Shane, but considering the fact it's the playoffs and the Bruins are involved, I can't help it.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs.
Oh, wow. Playoffs?
I told you I couldn't help it. And to throw a playful shot at Mr. McCaffrey, that's what McCaffrey's going to say after September 9th.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
And in response, Mr. McCaffrey is saying,
I like him. He's silly.
In a few moments, Shane's going to be saying,
I think I just broke my chair.
I mean, I don't think the Bruins know what playoffs are, but
we better take a break.
Yeah, because these two about to start fighting.
This opening round of madness and today's opening segment is brought to you by BetUS.com. BetUS.com, where the game begins. And presented by Invader Coffee, fuel for the fearless. I must be fearless walking into a pit of snakes like this, but I'm having fun with it. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.
Mister, how do you operate this Twitter thing or this Instagram thing or whatever the heck? You're supposed to know all this stuff. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
And off we go. The hockey god has joined us for the first hour, and I kind of called him in here. Mm-hmm. Now, I said at the top of the show I didn't choose violence, and I truly didn't. My wife did.
Even after a week, he fires from the right circle. Stick save made by Rask. Here's Oduya drive. Behold, he scores! It's Bowen in front of the net. Oduya fired a shot and deflected it on Rask. He left the rebound in the paint of the crease, and there was Dave Bowen to drive it home. 58 seconds away from the Stanley Cup are the Chicago Blackhawks. They lead the Bruins 3-2.
Now, are the Bruins ever going to win another Stanley Cup?
No. Somebody go back and clip that. Use that as a soundbite. Shane, why are you hiding your face with the sunlight?
Because he doesn't want me to play this.
Shane is plotting murder right now.
That's why.
Shane's plotting murder.
Shane's plotting revenge. Shane's plotting revenge. Okay, let's totally get serious for this. Somehow, Jared Goff, yes, mm-hmm. that Jared Goff, mm-hmm. has received a, what was it, four-year?
$212 million.
Yep, four-year, $212 million. You know, comes down to $53 million per year. I'm trying to find out what his signing bonus is. The deal includes $170 million guaranteed.
And what is Dak Prescott saying right about now?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Dak shouldn't be saying anything at all.
Matter, you know what, Victor? Thank you. Because with that thought in mind, let's have a few random thoughts from... Looking at that screen is how I learned how to speed type, thanks to that and my mother. So, Victor, just go. Mm-hmm. Go.
So if I'm Dak Prescott, I'd be real quiet right about now. He's lucky he still has a job. I wouldn't say a doggone word until you can prove that you know how to play in prime time, until you can lead the Cowboys to something other than an embarrassing loss in the divisional round, not once but twice in a row. I'd shut all the way up.
He said shut all the way up.
He's got to shut up more than Drake.
Oh!
Agreed. Mm-mm. Jared Goff at least brought the Lions to an NFC championship. Do some mm-hmm. questionable coaching decisions in the mm-hmm. second quarter. You probably could have had the Lions possibly going to the Super Bowl over the Niners.
And my Chiefs still would have smacked them.
Oh, we know that already.
it's the Chiefs.
It'd have been a shutout.
It probably would have been a shutout.
It'd have been the first shutout in Super Bowl history.
Nah, we would have given one charity touchdown.
I wouldn't have.
Because you know Travis Kelce, he loves his charity. So,
And there goes what little Taylor Swift fan base this show had.
Oh, it'll come back.
There are no Taylor Swift fans on this show. I can tell you that right now.
that we're aware of.
That we're aware of. You correct. But the thing is that right now Dak needs to just worry about what he's going to do to keep himself employed.
1-8-8.
Because I've already said before, he's on the doorstep. He's on the way out. If he does not perform with the line that they have created, with the weapons they're starting to put, and with Zeke coming back, Dak has zero excuses. If the Cowboys fail to get past the divisional round, if they cannot make it to the NFC Championship, everybody need to go.
I thought they already went. No.
I think they have to at least make the Super Bowl at this point.
I'm like, everybody need to go. Start at the very top. Jarrell need to be retiring. Put him in some old retirement home.
Take Robert Kraft with you.
Yes. Take Pennywise and send him back to whatever circus he came from.
I'm sorry, but Robert Kraft doesn't belong in a retirement home. He belongs somewhere else, and it's kind of somewhere down there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know we need to do then, Snowman?
What's that?
We need to talk to Mr. Bass.
Apparently, I don't think Robert even. Just a minute. Let me stop you, Victor. I don't think even Chris Bass can perform that miracle.
Apparently, Mr. Kraft has.
If he can't perform the miracle of getting Jarrell Jones out of. No, check that. If he can't perform the miracle of getting Virginia McCaskey's old ass out of office. And I'm not even a Bear fan. I'm just speaking. How did Ray Bay put it? I'm just speaking fact. If Chris Bass, our dearest friend Chris Bass, can't get Virginia McCaskey's old ass out of office and away from the Chicago Bears, what in the vital blue, yellow-bellied, red-blooded hell makes you think that our beloved friend Chris Bass can perform the miracle of all miracles? Wait a minute. He did perform the miracle of all miracles because the ever-living is out of office.
Yeah.
Wait, I take that back. But she's not off the... Damn it!
I goofed it up.
Doggone it. Continue, Victor, please.
Here's the thing. The last playoff game that we saw from Dak Prescott, he got his ass stomped by Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
Hey, but Jordan Love's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong.
No, you're right. Jordan Love is a great quarterback, but we expected growing pains. We expected him to kind of, you know, fumble where they are. But my gracious. The Cowboys made Jordan Love look like Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre doing a fusion dance a la Dragon Ball Z style.
May I invoke a short letter here?
Go ahead.
Dear Dak Prescott, thank you for the gift at the end of the first half. Signed, Darnell Savage.
So if I'm Dak Prescott, I'm not saying a word. I got to get myself together.
Mm-hmm.
So I at least can receive a paycheck. Because I told you, if he does not perform, I don't even think the CFL will take him. I thought the Arena Football League would take him now.
To the NFL Cup with him. No, I'm kidding.
Not even
the NFL Cup. Take him to NASCAR. Maybe he could do something there.
Yeah! We don't want him.
What? No, because
remember, Shane, they're doing the NASCAR like in-season cup tournament now. They're getting inspiration from the NBA.
Dude, I already ripped it apart. I don't need to make things worse yesterday. By putting Dak Prescott in that.
He did yesterday. Oh my God, did he ever yesterday?
And I'm still pissed.
As you should be.
Now, to basically close all this up, the only league that I think Dak Prescott will get if he does not perform the way he's supposed to is the ACFL, the Antonio Clown Football League. That's probably the only person that would probably take him. And even then, I would think that even Antonio Clown would have enough good sense not to take Dak Prescott at this point.
But then again, it is Antonio Clown we're talking about. And those are some random musings of Vicola. Let's go down to the memory bank. Mm-hmm. The Moronic Republic of Cowboy Nation, Victor not included, King Dawg not included, Dietz not included, Ben Sutter the third not included. Mm-hmm. When they saw this.
Final play, it looks like barring a penalty. Prescott over the middle of the turret. Gets smoked right away. And that'll do it. The 49ers back to the championship game.
Feel better now, Shane?
No, because even as a Patriots fan, just watching that from the outside, that hurt me to watch.
Why? Why did it hurt you?
Why would you put Ezekiel freaking Elliott as a center? You know he's going to get trucked. Poor boy is going to get trucked off the line.
Yeah. I'll put it like this, snowman. Remember when we used to watch like really bad baseball games up at Ho-Chunk?
Oh, God.
And one of our favorite umpires, Gary T. White, said, "I can't stand bad baseball."
Gary T. White. I love that man. And he always told us, "I can't stand bad baseball." Well, to borrow from Gary T. White, and I know where Victor's going, I can't stand bad football.
Yeah.
Hell, I can't stand bad sports. LeBron James, anyone? Hell, I can't stand bad sports. Chicago Cubs, anyone?
Oh.
I can't stand bad. Say again?
Oakland Athletics, anyone?
Oh.
Yeah. But see, once upon a time, Oakland Athletics housed the Bass Brothers. And when I was in high school, I loved the Bass Brothers. They also housed one of my favorite pitchers in Dave Stewart. I can't stand.
I'm sorry. I'm going to keep it in the Bay Area.
Just a minute. I can't stand bad baseball. As I said, Chicago Cubs, anyone? I can't stand bad. Let me think. No, I can't use them. I got one. I can't stand bad baseball. Tampa Bay Rays, anyone?
Oh, wow.
I can't stand bad baseball. Tropicana Field, anyone?
When is it gonna come down?
I can't stand bad baseball. Miami Marlins, anyone?
We should be the Florida Marlins, but we're not gonna go into that.
I'm not gonna go there. I can't stand bad basketball. Oklahoma City Thunder or Dallas Mavericks, anyone?
The NBA Cup with you.
You know what? Give me the
NBA Cup with you.
I mentioned to the guys during the break that I had an idea. I'm gonna try it. Atlanta Thrashers to the NHL Cup with you. Quebec Nordiques to the NHL Cup with you. Matter of fact, give me this list. Let's see. Columbus Blue Jackets to the NHL Cup with you. Boston Bruins to the NHL Cup with you.
Hey! What the hell, man? What'd we do to you?
Winnipeg Jets?
Winnipeg actually won a division title, so they stay. Colorado Avalanche?
No. You can't throw out Colorado because they beat the Jets.
Then they both stay. I got one. How about this? Boston Red Sox to the MLB Cup with you.
Leave my Nashville team Predators? Out of that, man. Come on. What did we do to you?
New England Patriots? To the
NFL Patriots. New England Patriots to the NFL Cup with you. Chicago Bears, you're out the league.
you're relegated to the CFL.
Yep.
I don't think the CFL would even take the Chicago Bears.
Let's put the Patriots, St. Louis Battlehawks.
And the Patriots NFL. Committed the – give me this button. And the Patriots committed – I can't find this damn button. Here it is. And the Patriots committed the ultimate f*** up by letting the remarkable Rook go. Mm-hmm. So, to Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots – to the below NFL cup with you.
Oh, man. Honestly, I would.
New York, listen. The New York Jets to the below NFL cup with you.
Wow. You're about to bring McCarthy out. Hold on.
Bring it on. I haven't seen the Jets do anything. Listen, I'll leave 2010 and I'll leave 2009 and 2010 off the table because I did see them beat the Indianapolis Colts. Okay. I watched it while I was heading out of town, but I haven't seen the New England. Doggone it, I can't talk this morning. I haven't seen the New York Jets perform anything significant since 1986. And at that time, their quarterback was Ken O'Brien. So the New York Jets to the below average NFL cup with you. To the New York Rangers, you're going there too. See you later.
Wow.
To the Brooklyn Mets.
No, give Shadow Realm. Shadow Realm.
The Shadow Realm. To the Brooklyn Mets, you're below the Shadow Realm. To the Shadow Realm Cup with you.
Oh my God, did I?
To the Las Vegas Raiders, below the NFL Cup with you. See you later. Now I'm getting kicked in the ribs.
See? No one's safe.
No, but I haven't done anything.
Can we send the Predators to the NHL Cup as well?
Predators don't even count. Where the hell did they come from anyway?
I don't know.
To the Atlanta. Okay, Atlanta Hawks to the NBA Cup with you. Atlanta Falcons to the NFL Cup with you.
With Kirk Two Chains Cousins in tow.
To Kirk Two Chains Cousins, get the hell out of the league. Let's just throw your file away. See? We'll throw his file away.
Trey Young as well.
Ooh.
I say this with all the love in my heart. Trey Young. To the Shadow Realm with you. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, an MVP candidate, right? Wrong. To the NBA Cup with you.
What about Ben Simmons?
To China with you.
I don't think China would take him.
Oh my God.
I don't think China would take him. Shane, look in the chat. Guess who? I don't think China would take Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons would try to walk into China and they say, no, we don't want you. So, Ben Simmons to the Antarctica Cup with you.
Antarctica Cup.
Antarctica, doggone it.
Here's the thing that I found funny. So there was a gala that just like recently came about where it's like fake or fashion.
The Moose Gala. I mean Met Gala. I'm sorry.
The Met Gala. And guess who's had to show his punk you know what there?
Ben Simmons. He had a briefcase with a watch on it. I'm like, brother, that goes on your wrist, not on a suitcase.
He had a watch.
He had a like clock. On his suitcase.
Yep.
Come on!
I said, wait.
There.
Simmons, you can't be bothered to do what you're supposed to do on the basketball court, but you got enough time to come onto the Met Gala red carpet looking like a 1995 super reject. Villain.
He looks like a reject, doesn't he?
Like a 1995 super villain.
Oh, he was a reject before he left LSU.
Woof.
He was a reject through high school.
Mm. Wow.
I went there.
I know you did. This got spicy real quick. I'm just saying, like...
Listen, really? Ben Simmons is a bum, okay?
We know this.
But First Take actually had him being a top-tier player.
Who?
ESPN.
Had who being a top-tier player?
Ben Simmons.
Who? They had who being a top-tier player?
Oh, Lord. You heard me.
Say it again.
ESPN had Ben Simmons being one of the top tier players out of his draft. I'm like, woo!
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no.
That's the there. That's what I say to that.
That's the thought I had.
About, this is the same Ben Brick Simmons we're talking about.
Once again.
Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no.
The same Ben Brick Simmons who should be on the back of a milk carton.
He should be on the back. He should be on the back of a cement truck.
With the
I don't even think I would want to see him there.
Why the f*** you lying? Why you always lying?
Yeah, because if he was in the back of a cement truck, then the cement would be bad, too.
Stop the cap.
It'd be bricked. I'm
pushing all kinds of buttons.
Right? It would be bricked. You're absolutely right.
It would be totally bricked. And now a selection from the Wonder Bread Choir entitled Ben Simmons, Don't Come Back. I think Shane just broke his chair.
Ben Simmons shoots a three.
I also think he's
oh, you know what? While we're talking about people that should be relegated to the shadow realm, Anthony Davis, to the below shadow realm with you. On my back, on my back, on my leg, on my leg, on my ass, on my ass.
He'll break everything on the way down.
Who, Ben or Anthony Davis?
Anthony AD. He'll be in street clothes for like the next 6 years after that.
I wish LeBron was always in street clothes, that he never came into the NBA because he ruined it. Matter of fact, you know what? We're going to make this an express version, and I know I'm going to get yelled at by Ryan McCarthy. I know I'm going to get barked at
by Sick Diggy.
But I know everybody's going to yell at me. I promise tomorrow we're going to get back in stride, okay? A few things have come up, so we're going to end this the right way by telling Ben Simmons,
shut up, bitch! Oh, my God!
And every troll that's come in our chat,
shut up, bitch!
Bitch, please!
Bitch, are you for real?
I got nothing to say after this.
Neither do
Why?
I.
Why?
I have a guitar. I would play a sad song for the Bruins, but I don't even think they deserve it.
Oh my God.
If this was not going out to the radio stations, I would be saying something right about now.
Excuse me, bitch.
Like
that's what
that?
Shane would be saying.
Oh, it would be a lot worse, but this
would be a lot more animated.
But the Rangers. Oh my God. The Rangers.
The Rangers are going to choke. Okay? The Rangers are going to go because we do have a game 6 in Carolina. And I was about to say the wrong team. I got so excited.
You almost said Carolina Panthers, didn't
you? I surely did. I surely did. And I will never ever 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 make that near mistake again.
Oh yeah.
As Kachuk once said, remember this room. We'll be back here for 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope Carolina said it. Remember this room. We'll be back here for 7. And game 7 would be Friday?
Yes, it would be Friday.
It would be Friday in the Garden.
Man, if they come back to force a game 7.
And the thing is, that's if we take happened. Care of the Bruins tonight, which
Wait a
we
minute.
Will, and the Rangers...
Shane's not even looking at the camera. Seven,
and the Rangers go 7. Here's the thing. The Rangers are going to be gassed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Carolina won't. They got nothing to lose.
They really do.
Carolina won't. They got nothing to lose.
If they lose, they're out of the playoffs. Whoop-dee-doo.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be back next year.
I hope the Carolina Hurricanes give him a...
You're out.
Tiger uppercut on a boom yoga fire.
In game six tomorrow. I might have to break protocol and do that one. I might have to break protocol and do that one. You know?
Yeah.
It's gonna
Man, can we kick Colorado out of the playoffs?
Kick Colorado out of the playoffs.
You know what? Droid's gonna hate my next statement, but I hope Colorado comes all the way back and at least forces a game six or a seven.
I mean, I think the series is 3-1 Dallas.
3-1 Dallas.
Force a game six if they win.
Yeah, they have to, which means they'll have to steal one in Dallas.
Yes.
They'll have to steal one in Dallas. And to a certain troll in the chat, yeah, I know what we played today, but at least you stuck around to listen to it and watch it. Yeah. Thank you for your support.
Now get the hell out of here.
And stay out.
What in the all types of blue hell?
Which is probably what he was saying.
You need to get that clip from Home Alone, which is like, keep the change, you filthy animal.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Ryan, you are completely wrong with that statement.
Which I still think the cup winner will come from the Western Conference.
Considering how powerful the East has been the last few years,
that's the West a lie.
Not doing anything.
That's a lie. The East has not been that powerful the last few years, save the Florida Panthers.
When you look at the New York Rangers, the Florida Panthers, and the Carolina Hurricanes, that's pretty powerful. What does the West have? Maybe Dallas?
By the Droid, this is the only time you and I will be on opposite sides of the coin. The Rangers ain't worth nothing because they're going to choke. The Boston Bruins, we already know their story.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say the Bruins.
Good answer. About the two best teams that have come out of the East are the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes.
And we swept them last year.
Nah, I know. But see, I'll kill it there. You know what? I got to do something. Now, I already know a certain person ain't going to like what I'm going to do. That takes Ryan off the list. That takes Sick off the list. That takes everybody else off the list. But for a certain somebody, this is for you.
This moment of bronze sexual stupidity is brought to you by Hooked on Bronix. When you start talking like an idiotic bronze sexual, Hooked on Bronix can set you right. Call 1-800-YOKANG. LJPN, now approve all this.
Victor, say it.
Yes, LeBron, it is you. It has always been you. It is you now. It will forever be you. Forever and ever. And the church said, Amen.
Let's close up shop right.
In a world where partial greatness is celebrated and total greatness is shunned, there stands to be a figure on the lips of those who love him and those who hate him. The inane comparisons to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant continue and has existed since 2003. There is no end in sight, for the battle between those who unconditionally love and unconditionally hate him wages on. These are their stories. Welcome to the Bronze Sexual Confessions.
I'll admit, when I came up with Hooked on Bronze, I didn't know that I had Malik in mind, but now I do.
I think you Malik, have a few other people in mind.
Malik needs to be drinking some of that Lobo 1707 tequila that LeBron comes out with, because that must be the juice they all drink.
Nah, he's stuck on
the joint. He needs to drink that Braun Joy juice.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's the Lobo 1707. Braun's making a profit off his own juice. There you go. That's the tequila.
Oh. You know what? A wicked thought just crossed my head. Give me this camera, please.
Oh, hell.
Someone actually mentioned last night that the Chicago Bulls, yes, the same Chicago Bulls, should make a trade with the Lakers. No. Change that. That the Chicago Bulls should... Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to repeat this. Draft Bronny.
Nope. No good. Absolutely not.
Thank you, AJ Pierzynski. Or Mark Burley, I beg your pardon.
That's Mark Burley. Absolutely not.
Oh, hell no.
Why, you ask? Wait a minute. I think I have it in front of me. Oh. Hang tight. Yeah, I sent it to you guys when we were... Yeah,
you emailed it to us. I saw that and about threw my phone out my third story window.
You emailed us
that. I looked at it and I about threw my phone out the third story window. Yep,
here it is. Oh, wrong one. Matter of fact, I may as well do this one too. Jigga Flames wrote... At 19 years old, the GOAT LeBron was dominating the league, averaging 20.9 points per game, 5.9 assists per game, 5.5 rebounds per game, while MJ was playing against college players, averaging 13-1-4. Yet MJ fans will still find every excuse to say MJ is the GOAT and try to discredit LeBron for his undisputed greatness. Undisputed greatness, my fat ass. When has LeBron ever been great? When has LeBron ever been good? In my eyes, all LeBron James has been is mediocre. You want to call 20.9 points per game dominant? You fool.
That's
MJ led the league in scoring 10 consecutive times. How many times has LeBron done it without traveling, without missing a free throw, without shooting under 50% from the field? Once. And that was a lucky once. But there was another one that I sent to you.
The fact that the Bulls.
The Bulls need to draft Bronny
and bring LBJ with them.
Lure LBJ to Chicago.
So we get an unproven Bronny and an over-the-hill old-ass LeBron.
Well, let me just quote this from the UFU, Universal Fan Union, from Philip Price.
Oh, no.
I hope the Bulls draft Bronny and Bron follows him to Chicago.
Mr. Bullwinkle, close us out, please.
Hell no, to the no, yeah, to the no, yeah, to the no.
I know what you're wrong.
Let me count how many rings Bronny's going to win. All right, I'm done.
Goose egg.
Now get out of our faces, you filthy bitches.
You're listening to the Worldwide Sports Radio Network.